Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Steel Wars call-in show. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. We've had a little bit of technical issues getting things going. Can the chat room hear me? Okay, great. Thank you, chat room. Here's the deal. For general listeners, for the next 45 minutes, we will be taking your calls and talking the week's Star Wars news. But if you are listening live or you are a Steel Wars supporter, we will go into overtime quite often. An extra 45 or an hour of Star Wars chat. So if you are on hold, we will get to all your calls. We're just changing up a little bit. We've changed the system. We used to have to cut off live listeners at the 45-minute mark, but I've switched it around now. So if you're listening live, you can get the bonus show also. And we have got Amanda. Amanda Ward, is this you?
It's me.
Welcome from MakingStarWars.net and the very popular and one of my favorites, Rebel Girl Podcast. Amanda Ward, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Thank you for having me again. I'm so, so happy to be here.
I'm glad you're happy. No. I've had a, I've had a tough week. I'm back in Australia. I was in America for 3 weeks, so I'm back here and getting things together, and I miss my wife and my cat dearly, but that's why Star Wars is good sometimes. A little escape from all your troubles, and we can complain about Ewoks blinking or Mendo's cape not being wide enough, all that great stuff, you know. We have got some exciting news for Steel Wars listeners, and that is that the Steel Wars Patreon just launched an hour ago without, I haven't even posted the link yet, which is very impressive that we've already got 4 patrons, Amanda, without no link.
At
this point, I'm going to do reverse promotion and never promote it, and then it will just continue to grow. That is not what I'm going to do. So I'm just going to post the link in the chat room and everyone can check it out. And hopefully there's a Patreon bonus level for you. I'll run through them. This is just a little launch episode. Then we'll get to the Star Wars news. For $1 a month, you can just help keep the podcast going. That's the sorry about the mess level where... for about 10 cents an episode over the month, it will cost you or contribute to keeping the podcast going, and you'll get a call-in fast pass on the call-in show. You won't have to wait in the queue. I think this will be the most popular one. This is $3 a month, and this is the Content Club, Amanda. So much sweet, sweet content. You get all our bonus shows direct to your podcatcher of choice. And the bonus shows include Making Steel Wars with... you know, this guy, Jason Ward, that rapscallion.
Oh, okay.
That's why he can't look after the kids for an hour every couple of weeks. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
That's why me and the kids are locked into a room for hours on end.
Let's not go too far. You have full, we're not, it's not, Jason Ward is not gatekeeping you from the rest of the house, I'm sure. You get the Steel Wars live movie commentaries. You get the live call-in bonus shows. You get the Patreon Q&A shows. All the full-length versions of the Steel Wars podcast. Going back to episode 1, the Gonk and Steel's Trash Compactor when Gonk isn't busy. So you get full access for $3. At a $5 amount, you get all that plus a Steel Wars sticker pack every 6 months with as many stickers as I can fit in the envelope without the postage going up. And there'll be new stickers coming along with each delivery. At $10, Amanda, you can join the gatekeeping elite level.
Wow.
Wouldn't you like to be an elite gatekeeper? And for that, you get all those rewards plus an exclusive T-shirt every 6 months. At $20 a month, you get to give your immeasurable support, which includes a plug of whatever you want to promote every month on the Steel Wars podcast to thousands and thousands of listeners. This is an interesting one, Amanda. At $30, this is the Your Snoke Theory rules level. I will praise and go in depth on how correct your Snoke theory is live on air, regardless of how ridiculous or implausible it might be. You get a big Your Snoke Theory sucks gift pack with a T-shirt and a cap and some bonus things, as well as all the other bonus things that we have talked about, all the content, the exclusive tea, the exclusive stickers. And then this is the big one, Amanda, and I think this one might go off this episode. There's only one of these. This is the Supreme Leader level. This is perfect for the benevolent rich person. This is only $5,000 per month. It includes all the rewards, plus Steel Saunders, podcaster, we'll meet you in any food court worldwide for some noodles. So if there's any retired billionaire filmmakers out there that are sick of sitting in random food courts by themselves without someone to just chat about the daily events or Star Wars or the slave traders that bought your films, I'm here for you for just $5,000 per month. So just
wasn't
cash
there a picture
in
of George Lucas eating in a food court?
Yeah, that's the reference.
Okay. Shut up.
And if you go, it's patreon.com/steelwars, and there is a beautifully photoshopped picture down the bottom of George Lucas in the Adelaide food court eating noodles with me. Standing with him, keeping him company. So there's some fun for everyone. So yeah, we've already got 4 patrons, which I'm very excited about, and I'll give shout outs to everyone that if they have time to. Oh, we actually got 5 patrons now. This is like a telethon. This is very exciting. If I could work out how to see who the patrons are, I would give them a shout out. I've done it. Okay. And this is we had the Bandcamp supporter page, and this is going to replace that because it is much easier for me to get the content out and on Patreon, and it's also much easier for you guys to listen. You just have to plug in a secret little code into your podcatcher of choice, and all the bonus content will ooze in. So thanks so much to our I've got to remember what all these things are. What was the $20 one? I can't remember. Immeasurable support, I believe this is. We've received immeasurable support from Michelle Lucas and Eric Struthers. Thank you guys. And we've got some elite gatekeepers in the house too. Catherine Kinnean, Michael Odd, and Emily Lind. And I may have mispronounced 2 of those 3 surnames. Who knows? There is no level which enables your name to be pronounced correctly on the podcast. So that might be the $10,000 level. Who knows? But what are you? Let's talk a bit of Star Wars. We've done some sizzle, and I'm sure we'll mention that once or twice in the podcast's future. So we'll talk some Star Wars. Let's support the team. We've got a cat to feed. And I've got a wife to provide for you guys. So with this sweet, sweet content, maybe we can get there. In Star Wars news, Amanda, we've just had confirmation that Star Wars Rebels Season 4 is coming. Are you excited? Yeah. Have you been enjoying the last few episodes of, I know you have a contentious relationship with this animation franchise.
No, I have been enjoying the last few episodes. I'm never going to be in love with it as some people are, but I'm definitely liking the direction it's going. I was really, really pleased with what they did with Sabine's story. So I'm happy that there's a fourth season coming. I want to get more explored with Sabine and Callis, and I'll watch it. I mean, I watched all the seasons. Why not?
That is a very Star Wars fan attitude. It's Star Wars. I'll watch it. What more do you want from me?
Exactly.
What more do you want? And this is another interesting one reported by Variety via makingstarwars.net. Or is that the other way around? Either way, Variety did it. Then Amanda Ward at makingstarwars.net posted it on her website. So let's make things perfectly clear here. Michael K. Williams from The Wire and Boardwalk Empire is in final talks to join the yet untitled Han Solo standalone film due next spring. Now, I have not seen The Wire or Boardwalk Empire, but I know they're classy shows, high level, and I saw a certain amount of joy from those that have seen those shows at this announcement. What light can you shed on this situation?
Well, I mean, it's really exciting still. It's really good news. I haven't seen all of The Wire. I'll admit I've seen some, but I have not watched it, and I'm very ashamed of that, and I'm sorry. I'll get to it. But, I've seen some of his other stuff. Most recently, he did The Night Of with Riz Ahmed. Super, super good in that. Everyone should check it out. Yeah. But he's such a dynamic actor still. Like, he's really one of those actors that you, I guess, on first glance, you just, like, mentally typecast them as, like, some type of character. But he has so much range. And he's really, really interesting. And just, I think, a perfect fit for Star Wars because he has a good sense of humor and a good sense of, like, the kind of work that he picks. I think that's important. So I'm excited.
Well, how good is excitement? You don't want to be typecast. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be typecast just as a hilarious and informative Star Wars podcaster. There's way more to me, Amanda. Stop just saying that about me. I'm sick of it. Now, there is, this one comes from our friend Charlie Ashby from London, who, if you're in the Steel Wars safe haven on Facebook, which you're all more than welcome to join. There's a link to that on the front page of steelwars.com. He's our buddy from London that appeared on a few of the blog pods at Star Wars Celebration. He's posted this bizarre article, Amanda, from the Washington Times, which I'm not very familiar with, but a quick glance over of their website, it does look like a legitimate news organization. They haven't covered the Star Wars Han Solo casting rumors, so they're not totally on the ball. But they have this story at from Princeton University, stormtroopers banned from Star Wars-themed college reunion over alleged Nazi inspiration. I'll read the article. I'm just stunned. Like, this is just such a bizarre article. Like, I'm checking for, you know, onion links and stuff on this thing. Graduates from Princeton's 2012 class will not be able to attend a Star Wars-themed party in stormtrooper gear due to fears it may convey a racist message. A rules committee organizing a five-year class reunion party in early June around the fictional Star Wars universe. What? Anyway, ignore that. Was contacted about characters allegedly inspired by World War II era events. Subsequently, stormtroopers will not be allowed. And then this is a quote from the organizers. A few of our classmates reached out expressing concerns over our choice to use stormtroopers as our costume inspiration. we have been informed of the origin of this word and its connections to early to mid 20th century Germany. This is something neither anyone on your reunion committee was aware of, but something we take very seriously. Tonight, we made the unanimous decision to remove these costumes. What is going on?
That's hilarious.
I think you and I share, you know, very, I guess, sort of welcoming beliefs. You know, we want to stamp out racism. We, we're very, very inclusive in just living our lives. And, but I'm boggled by this. Like, it's, how can people that apparently studied to become so smart act so stupidly? It's very confusing. We are dealing with educated idiots at the Princeton University.
Yeah.
It's, you know, George Lucas has made, you know, there's obviously no secret where the stormtrooper word came from, but it doesn't promote racism when one of them was revealed to be African American or you know, not white with Finn. It did provoke a lot of racist outrage, but I don't think anyone at, or I guess I can't say that because someone does. They went to Princeton, but I think.
Yeah.
It is a very, very long, wrapping around the earth several times bow that you are drawing to say dressing up as a stormtrooper is promoting some sort of racist message, especially when you take in all the amazing work the 501st do in stormtrooper gear to raise money for charities and bring, you know, some warm times to kids.
Yeah.
It's,
what else is
I don't even know how to react.
Yeah, it's painful. But what I find hilariously ironic is that, like, at this current moment in America where this university exists, we have real current Nazis that are, like, threatening people. And we've had so much anti-Semitism come up recently that I get being, you know, afraid of this kind of thing and wanting people to feel comfortable, but, like, maybe don't worry about the make-believe stormtroopers and worry about the real life scary people, and especially at the university level. Like, that's where you're supposed to be educating the youth to become, you know, resistant for racism and anti-Semitism and things like that. And for them to get so paranoid about costumes, that is baffling. It's bothering.
And also the smarts to, like, weed out the chaff on issues. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, we had that, we're not going to go deep into it, but there was that issue with the Your Snoke Theory Sucks stickers and people saying it was some sort of, you know, bullying. And it's just like, there is actual bullying going on in fandom. Let's focus on that. Like, and this just seems like the last issue on the list once we've evolved the planet into a utopia. Even then, I would be outraged in our utopia about not being able to wear a sweet, sweet stormtrooper outfit. So strange. Amanda, we have got maybe the most calls on hold we've had for as long as I can remember. It goes off green.
Ooh.
So we should get some calls.
Take that, Johnny Grasso.
Well, when Johnny Grasso's on, we're just happy when he manages to call in. So, but on the flip side, I think some people are a bit disappointed when he does call in. So there you go. Let's go to 314. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey guys, it's Eric from St. Louis. How's it going?
Eric, was it?
Yes, sir.
Eric Struthers.
Hello.
Now, Eric does a lot of work behind and in front of the scenes for the Steel Wars podcast and also managed acted very quickly and became our honorary first ever Patreon or patron on Patreon. So thank you, Eric. I'm thrilled. I'm honored by your patronage, especially for someone that already does so much work for the podcast.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it. I wanted to clear up a couple things before I went ahead with the $5,000 one. Do the noodles, do you pay for that? Or am I still on the hook for that?
Listen, I can budget. The news reports were that George Lucas' serving of noodles was $9 Australian, and I will pay for that. I'm not sure if that included the Coke that he had. I'm not sure if he got some sort of noodle soft drink meal deal with your choice of soda, but I'm going to go out there. I will budget for both a soda of your choice and some noodles.
Nice. Nice. All right. Okay, well, I'll log back on after I'm done with the call and turn that up.
Thank you, good sir. The thing is, there's only one of these. There's only one of these offers, so make sure you don't get snaked.
Yeah, I better hurry then. Hang on. Can you guys wait? I'm totally
kidding. We cannot wait. The content is too important. I cannot even wait for a $5,000 pledge. That's how important the content is to me. Some people might say that my values are completely messed up.
But, in all seriousness, I'm super happy to do it. I love what you do. You're doing great work. I mean, just apart from being funny, but for the community. And, you know, I've been in the music business for a really long time, and you have to support the stuff you like, you know. It's part of how it goes, because I've seen the music industry just fall apart, especially like the local scene here, when people quit supporting artists, when they quit supporting live shows. And it's, you got to take care of the stuff you love, man. And you know, all these Star Wars podcasts I dig, I want them to still be there, and I want them to be able to do what they do for what I get out of it. So it's the thing to do, man.
Thanks so much, Eric. And I guess the whole thing with like things like Patreon is, like, you know, we've got thousands of listeners, and if everyone just chipped in, like everyone just went for that 10 cents an episode level, we'd be good. We'd be sweet good. And I should also say, we've also got goals along the way for totals, and we're 30% already to our next goal, which is the release of the Phantom Menace audio commentary recorded before a live audience. So I think that one will be going up pretty soon, I would imagine.
Sweet.
And, we've already got a couple more patrons already. And I should say, what's the level at that gatekeeping elite level where you get, for $10, you get the exclusive T-shirt. Oh, also, this is a bonus. You'll be into this one, Amanda. As one of the perks, the bonuses, is I will tweet out a Photoshop I will make of you, the patron, and me acting elite behind a gate. So,
yes.
I don't know how you could pass that up. I've also just realized I've got a lot of Photoshopping to do after the show already. King Tom, who I believe was the first patron to the Making Star Wars, is now this is podcasting patron. He didn't get first in, but he got pretty quick. But he is a gatekeeping elite member now, so I'll be photoshopping him. And I will add a crown to the King Tom, as he's the king of all Star Wars podcast interactors. Is that a word? And from the Star Wars Podcast Alliance, we've got Tyler Westhouse. He has joined the sticker group. That you will send me a bunch of stickers. I have to get used to learning how to say all these different things. But, Eric, do you have any Star Wars thoughts on your mind, my good friend?
Well, I do, but the real reason I called was to ask Amanda if she's doing okay now that the Naked Chicken Chalupa has departed the Taco Bell franchise.
Has it really? I didn't even notice.
Well, I went into a restaurant yesterday, and it was gone, and I knew... You know, I knew it was planned. This, you know how they do it—the temporary thing,
yeah.
And it'll come back strong. But man, that thing is a superstar.
No wonder you can afford $20 a month support, Eric, with these high-end Taco Bell like Taco Bell meals you're having. This is, you're living the high life.
Oh, I am. You got that right. But really, let me ask you guys this. So, you know, they finally announced Rebels season 4, and I know a lot of us were starting to think, man, maybe they're gonna sew this up in the end of this season with the way they flipped it over and, you know, put Sabine at least temporarily out of the picture. But do you think that this next one will be it? Like, how much farther can they go and still keep making stories until they bump into A New Hope? Do you think season 4 is going to be the last one?
I think I don't even want it to bump into anything. I want it to keep its distance. I don't want to see any Rogue One characters. I don't want to see Luke Skywalker. I want it to, like, hold off. So I would like it if the 4th season was the last one.
Interesting. Like, in a perfect world, and this is my favorite catchphrase in fandom, is if they do it right. If they do it right, let it continue. I'd love to see, you know, Hera trying to set up Echo Base or something like that. That'd be very exciting. But I think with the tone of the show and the last few episodes have been awesome, but it has been a bit up and down. I've never enjoyed the with apart from Wedge, maybe I've never really enjoyed the introduction of the original trilogy cast members like Lando and the Princess Leia one. I just thought was just not called for at all, and also confuses the canon now that Princess Leia's seen people with lightsabers, you know, just a few years before she meets Luke Skywalker. I find that a little bit odd. So I think it could be we're 4 and out. We've got a new animation show on the way. Hopefully it's on a platform a bit more sophisticated than the fare on Disney XD. You know, who knows? Have we had enough people suggest a program on Netflix? I don't know. Have we? I don't know. but yeah, I think it could be 4 and out. The people, you know, really missed the Clone Wars and wanted it to continue. But I was always just like, how many more episodes can you fit in this 2-year gap between two movies? Like, it's always a fear with me to the jamming too much content into that timeline, which, you know, that the expanded universe just choked on that. So what do you think, Eric?
I think it just about has to be the end. I'm the same way. I do not want to see Luke Skywalker in Rebels at all, you know, because I kind of thought the same thing about Princess Leia appearing on the show. It was a bit gratuitous, you know. The only thing I can say about her seeing people with lightsabers is I always got the vibe that she was aware of who Obi-Wan Kenobi was and what he was about before she ever recorded that message on R2. So whether she's completely oblivious to people with lightsabers and the Jedi, I don't know. But as far as everything else, yeah, I think if we saw Hera, you know, joining the rebellion proper to sort of explain how she got to where she was in Rogue One, that's cool. But I don't want to see anything else. And I don't know how they're going to wrap up Kanan and Ezra, but those two, they got to go. They gotta go. You know, I really don't think they're gonna show them, you know, being off. That doesn't seem like Rebel style. But they have to do it. They have to.
Yeah, it's funny. There was an article or there was a buzz on Twitter this week about the Rebels death pool. What character is gonna die? And I was just like, how about any? How about one? it's a pretty like everyone has had the Indiana Jones 3 cup of eternal life on Star Wars Rebels. Everyone gets to survive or have their endings very vague, where they'll still come back. But I think to honor the original trilogy and not to twist the words of Obi-Wan Kenobi and Yoda, they've got to die. They have to.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And that's always my frustration with all this extra media, which I welcome, but it has to honor the movies. And the movies have to honor the movies that came before them. And all this little retconning and changing of what things mean that people suggest, I find it's upsetting to me as a Star Wars fan that love those films. Maybe I'm an old curmudgeon on this, but I can't help it. I'm an old curmudgeon. I can't, I don't know, what are the kids saying, you know?
You know, I'm with you though still. I mean, I'm only 19 years old, so I know like what the kids are thinking, and I'm totally with you. No, you're right though, and I think the most important thing for the cartoons, like you mentioned, the Clone Wars, you know, with that small time frame that it was working in, and like how much they could cram in there. But I think what was important about the Clone Wars was that it added so much to the lore, to the story, to things that we were already familiar with and wanted more of. Rebels is kind of shooting off into the dark and hoping that we are interested in these things, I think, and they've had more time to explore those things and haven't quite picked up that same interest, I think. So that's why I think it's okay if it ends, you know, only after four seasons, especially because it's not really made any impact on the story in any way. So, you know, it should feel free to like have fun and like do different things, but like not keep trying to attain some goal that's not going to be attainable because they don't have enough time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And I really hope if this is it, like, and obviously there's a big plan, you know, there's they've made, funnily enough, really no secret that there's another animation project coming. Like I cannot remember the lady that
Jen Murrow
that did tweet. Ah, thank you very much. That's why we have a professional on the show. She, you know, tweeted out like, I'm starting this project. Holla, YOLO. That's how the kids talk, I hear. And so there is this project coming. So I really hope that they, if this is the last season, they know it's the last season and they can write the episodes accordingly. You know, much like, you know, Lost, it was going for a while and they spoke to the network and they said, all right, let's do six seasons. So then we can begin to start packing our bags and, you know, tying up the story. We don't want, you know, the rather abrupt ending that the Clone Wars suffered, that they didn't get to totally wrap up all the storytelling that needed to be done.
Like, you take Clone Wars, the one thing that it really did do for the canon as a whole is make Anakin's fall that much more brutal. You know, it introduced him as a real character with, besides the superficial stuff you see in the movies, you know, and give Rebels a chance to matter like that. And one of the things, you know, people like to say, and I sort of just thought of this right now while we were talking, but, you know, it's a kid's show. It's a kid's show. They can't kill anybody. Have you ever seen a Disney movie? Ever? You know, every one of them is the same. One of your parents dies. You think it's your fault. And that's the hero's journey. That's the start of it. You know, it's, there's nothing wrong with kids understanding that people make a sacrifice for what's right. And, you know, as long as it's done in a tasteful way, you know, kids see that in the Disney cartoon movies all the time, you know? So it's not like it's going to be this complete shocker that they're not prepared for, you know? And let those characters matter. Let them mean something.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a parent as yet, but I remember, like, when Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen died, like, I didn't have, like, it didn't corrupt my life or anything like that, or Obi-Wan Kenobi for that matter. Like, it just, like, you sort of, I don't know, it's like you just accept it as reality sort of thing. Like, it's sort of, I guess it's not such a big thing because it's not, like, that's how it's portrayed. But then, like, if you went the other way and no one ever died, then when, you know, like it, I don't know, it's sort of just like it teaches you about life sort of thing and how things work.
Yeah.
You know, it, like, quite interesting, just this is Kate just talking about Disney movies and stuff. I saw there's a bit of a hoo-ha about a gay character in Beauty and the Beast or something like that. And someone had tweeted Anthony Bresnikan that's sort of been covering. He's on the Beauty and the Beast beat at the moment. He's done with Star Wars. And now he's just fueling his crush on Emma Watson, which who can blame him? Who can blame him?
You got that right.
All right. Settle down, everyone. Settle down. And someone tweeted him saying, oh, great. I now have to like explain what being gay is to my 5-year-old daughter. And it's just like, to your 5-year-old daughter, if you just say, when you're older, you get to choose who you love and it's fine, they won't think another thing. It's you that's having the issue with it. Like, your child is just the product of, you know, the input that you give it. Like, Santa, this fat, white bearded man that jumps down the chimney every year and gives you presents based on how well behaved you were, but also it's sort of also affected by how rich your parents are. So, and we just accept it. So you can, I actually look forward to being a parent just with the things I can make up and tell my my child is true.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, I'm going to be like the Ashton Kutcher of fathers. Just prank after prank.
I know you've probably got a ton of people on hold, man. So I don't want to like get into a whole other thing. But one thing I can say on that is you don't have to explain that stuff to kids. You know what I haven't had to explain to my kids? Why other people are different colors than us. It's just not a thing. It's how it is. And they don't bat an eye at it. They don't think a thing about any of this until somebody else makes a big deal out of it.
Yeah, but that's a bit different because, you know, what you haven't said is you live in one of America's most elite white.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Premises towns. So you can't hear their questions from underneath their little baby clan hoods either. So full disclosure.
That's not what I meant at all. But
Eric, thank you so much. Eric actually preps the live podcast episodes for the feed, so it's up to him whether that makes it.
So here's what I'm going to say then. Everybody else that calls in, don't talk over anybody else because that kills me to edit it, and don't like say for a real long time because I have to cut that out too. So just keep it tight.
All right. I feel like you're having a go at me with both those comments.
No.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Eric. Right,
thanks, mate.
Thanks for everything.
Out. All right. Bye.
Eric Struthers. What a great man. And as our telethon continues, we have got in the content club welcoming Matthew Frost and Matt T. Colleen McMahon. Sorry, Colleen, who is actually a great person to follow on Twitter. She's a great tweeter. She has joined the sticker crew. And Rebecca Edwards, she's got immeasurable support, which is fantastic. Hey, Adelaideans. Hey, Melburnians. The Steel Wars podcast is recording live in your fine cities very soon at the Adelaide Fringe Festival this 11th and 18th of March, Saturday afternoon. We are doing live Steel Wars episodes with live I Love Green Guide Letters eps directly after, as well as all that week I am doing my new stand-up show, Steel Saunders the Enthusiast, at 6 p.m. at the Producers Bar. So if you come on one of the Saturdays, you can stay for the whole day and hang out with my mouth
words. What an unfortunate turn of phrase. Then, Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We are back for three live Steel Wars podcasts, Saturday afternoons, the 1st of April, the 8th of April, and the 22nd of April, as well as live I Love Green Guide Letters episodes directly after. And in the first 10 days of the festival, I'll be doing my new stand-up show, Steel Saunders, The Enthusiast, at 7 p.m. at Fort Delta, directly opposite the Melbourne Town Hall. All the ticket information is at steelwars.com.
But let's go to our next call, Amanda. I believe we have got 405 on the line. Who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Aaron from Oklahoma City.
Aaron, good to hear from you again, buddy. What is on your mind in the Star Wars world?
Well, first of all, I have to say, because I think Eric is a great dude, I have to first say, anyway, now that I have that out of the way, sorry, Eric, he does fantastic things, and he's a great person to converse with on the social medias. So,
all right, let's all talk over at each other at once about how good a guy Eric is. How good
Eric?
Eric's
a great guy. Man, he is so nice. All that stuff he does for all those different podcasts. I mean, Rogue
puts
One.
All this work in getting this
it's really great.
And, oh man, I hope he doesn't have to edit anything out.
Yeah, but this is fantastic. Ignite the Green.
All right. Apart from your trolling, which is very amusing,
okay,
what's
I'm
on
sorry,
your mind
sorry,
in the
I'm
world
sorry.
Of Star Wars today?
Well, I wanted to go back as far as really quickly as far as life lessons go. I had a really good one not long ago. I as a smoker, which is not good. No one smoke, kids. I have lighters in my pockets sometimes, and my son found one, and he said, "Here, Dad, you dropped this." And I said, "Thanks." And he said, "But we don't play with it, right?" And I said, "No, we don't." I said, "'Cause you'll burn yourself." And he said, "I'll burn myself like Anakin on Mustafar, right?" And I said, "Yes, exactly like Anakin on Mustafar. You will burn yourself exactly like that." So I'm kind of hoping that Star Wars lesson, I impart that onto him, and he can know that, you know, don't play with fire, because we'll see what happens. So I don't know if those are the kinds of lessons we're trying to teach, but hey, if that's the one he picks up on, then I'm not going to stop him.
As long as he's not playing with that lighter.
With it.
What's on your mind in Star Wars?
Yes, Michael K. Williams. I think that's fantastic. I haven't seen a whole lot of his apart from Boardwalk Empire, and he was fantastic on that show. And I know, Steele, you're not going to go be watching anything of his now, because he's now on lockdown. But I recommend that anyone who is interested in seeing his good work, I'm sure HBO Go or whatever. He's fantastic, and he's a very good dramatic actor on that show. My first thought was, this is such a lighthearted cast. Everyone's been kind of comedians and stuff. And Woody Harrelson, I mean, of course he's got, you know, dramatic chops and everything, but he's kind of known as, you know, he's Woody from Cheers. So like, and Donald Glover and Phoebe Waller-Bridge, as I think Johnny said, Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
No.
But I think, cause that got Amanda, I think on Twitter, I think she.
No,
that was
my Pappas. I have to stand up for Johnny.
Oh, well, that was Pappas. That's right. I'm sorry. It was Pappas. Sorry, it was Pappas. That's funny. Mm-hmm. That's funny. But yeah, so he just kind of brings a more dramatic addition to that cast. That's what I had on him. I think he's a fantastic addition, but he just seems a little more dramatic than everybody else in the that's been cast so far.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Are you theorizing like what role he's going to play yet, Aaron?
I read this like an hour ago, so I haven't even thought about it. But I was thinking that he possibly could be in Woody's crew or something. I mean, I would hate for him to be a bad guy, because I think that he can play such a good guy. So I think that maybe possibly he could be somebody on the crew that's not exactly a good guy or a bad guy. They're kind of a, maybe that's where Han Solo gets his darker elements from, or something like that. You know, maybe Woody's the lighthearted side. Maybe Michael Kay is the, you know, darker side. I don't know.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, it's just, you're throwing darts at a dartboard at the moment. I think one of the most exciting questions about the Han Solo film is what, when the film starts, is Han Solo's relationship to Lando? Have they met each other yet? Are they best buddies? Are they rivals? It's one of those things that the filmmakers just can decide. And I'm really fascinated to find out what, at the start of the film, is their relation.
I always got the feeling watching Empire Strikes Back that they sort of had like a college buddies vibe going on, where like they spent a lot of time like in really close quarters through a lot of crazy shit, and then came out on the other side like, you know, as human beings. So it would be interesting to see if they have like, you know, those eruptions of like fighting over a girl or like getting into a tight spot and having to do some crazy nonsense to get out of it. Because, you know, but they're young and inexperienced right now, right?
Are you confusing Han Solo and Lando Calrissian with Jason and Randy?
Thankfully, Jason and Randy didn't go to college together, or they probably would have burned it down.
Oh, my God.
Sounds
the story.
Like from those recent Patreon episodes.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
the things that they admit to. It's just wow.
I know. I'm kind of glad, though. I feel validated because I've been hearing these things for years and years. And you know, me and maybe Tracy's the only person who understands are like, you did what? How are you not dead? Like, how did you get away with that? Like, what's going on? So I feel very validated now that all these other people are understanding my perspective on these things. Because it's no big deal.
Funny,
like, it's just childhood.
What's funny is sometimes when I'm listening to some of those crazy stories on the pod, on the Patreon podcast, I think, I wonder what Amanda thinks of this. I wonder what she thinks of this. Good Lord.
Oh my gosh.
It's just funny to me.
Yeah. In comparison, my upbringing was so sheltered and I didn't feel like that at the time, but man, I had no idea you could live a life like that.
Aaron, we've got tons of people on the line, so I will thank you for calling in, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yep, take it easy, guys. Have a good night.
See ya.
All righty. Let's go to 585. Who are you, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Colleen. I'm calling from New York.
Are you Colleen that I just spoke about?
Yes, you just butchered my name a few seconds ago.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that. What is your Twitter address for people? Let's get you some followers out there.
Oh, boy. This is so exciting. It's at LeanyCap. That's it. It's just at LeanyCap.
How do you spell that? I'm trying to write it out.
Oh, God. It's LeanyCap. Just a combination of my name and Captain America.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm already following her.
All right. I've just tweeted it out.
Oh, boy. Oh, this is exciting. I might get one or two followers out of this.
Come on. Let's hope.
Yeah.
What's on your mind in the world of Star Wars?
So my question was basically regarding how J.J. Abrams, about a week ago, I think, came out and said that he thinks that Mark Hamill is going to win an Oscar, or at least be nominated for an Oscar for his role as a Luke Skywalker. And I was wondering, what do you guys think is going to be so emotionally impactful about that role, about his character in Episode 8, that makes it Oscar nomination worthy? Because obviously that doesn't really happen in Star Wars universe.
And the Oscar for Igniting the Green goes to La La Land. No, it's
It's Moonlight.
I don't know. I think the chances of Mark Hamill being nominated for an Oscar are very slim, just with, you know, the Hollywood. Hollywood, they're the true gatekeeping elite. They're looking down their nose at Star Wars.
Yeah.
But the thought that JJ just is saying that is very exciting just for us, the viewer, that there's going to be some meaty Luke Skywalker monologues and performances. That is so exciting.
Oh, for sure. It's
it is.
Super exciting. Yeah, I guess what gets me most pumped is the fact that J.J. Abrams, with all his flashy lights, thinks that Mark Hamill's going to be deserving of an Oscar, though it probably won't happen.
I would
right.
love it, though.
I mean, imagine,
let's go with it. He gets nominated, he wins. Imagine Mark Hamill. I don't know how he feels about, you know, his career path, but... You know, like, I'm sure he's sick of, or I don't know, I can't say, but like, you know, the way that, you know, Harrison just skyrocketed and he sort of found it hard to escape that role, and especially after Empire, like, what he did with Yoda to make that all believable was, you know, where's your nomination for that? You're acting against, you know, a puppet, which, as Amanda Ward controversially, you know, very, just such controversy on the podcast, said looked way worse than the prequel version of Yoda. So he had to deal with that. He had to deal with his weird wobbly ears, and still got out a very good performance. But, you know, to see him up there accepting an Academy Award would, oh, I would bawl my little eyes out, guys.
You would.
But
Amanda, you and Tracy were talking on, I think, last week's Rebel Girl about how you think, like, Luke might be a bit crazy in the new episode. So I don't know if this is going to be him just, like, really, like, hamming it up and playing, like, a real crazy, like, descended into madness Luke Skywalker. I don't know.
Well, okay. To be fair, Tracy thinks that, and I don't agree. I love Tracy, but I don't know where she got that from. But I think she thinks that because, you know, a lot of the concept art that we got for The Force Awakens painted Luke in a certain way, and sort of that ended up not being the case for the film. But I think it's so interesting that JJ said that because, I mean, to be honest, one of the things that is often said about Star Wars critically is that the acting has always been terrible. Everyone has been terrible in the movies. And that's what is generally, like, you know, the Hollywood elite type critics would say about it. You know, it's no Scorsese film, et cetera. But it's true that Mark Hamill has become, like, one of the most seasoned, well-played character actors, just actors in general, I think, of his generation. And the character of Luke Skywalker is so complex, and these new films are taking it to a completely different level than we could have ever expected. So that in and of itself does deserve commendation. And I don't think that he's going to get an award. I think it's absurd to think that Star Wars is going to get an Academy Award. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really great that JJ said that anyway, because I do think it needs to be recognized how great these actors are and have become, and what these films really had to deliver aside from flashing lights and explosions.
Oh, for sure. Like, mm-hmm. Mark's entire body of work since Return of the Jedi, just, like, all his voice acting and everything has been, like, amazing. Like, as Fireless Ozai, as the Joker. Oh, my God.
And as I said, like, it's probably doubtful he'll get nominated, but the fact that he's put in this performance, it's very exciting. It is very exciting just to, that first clip. Come on, celebrate.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Very exciting. Well, Colleen, I thank you so much for your call, and thanks so much for your support on the Patreon page. Enjoy the stickers and the content, and hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
Oh, I will. Steele and Amanda, thanks for having me.
My
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. In our ongoing count of Patreons through the episode, Mick McConnell has joined the gatekeeping elite. Mick's also helping get all these files up. We've got about 200 pieces of content to upload to the Patreon feed. So all there. I'm very OCD. I need it to be in order. I need it to be all there and have photos and tags. And so it's going to be a great experience. That much I can tell you. And I think we're halfway there to release the Phantom Menace live commentary, which is exciting. Now, we're doing the show a little bit different, allowing everyone that listens live to hear the entire show. So we get a little bit more interactivity in the bonus section. And we've already gone over time in the free show, but let's do one more call. So if it's confusing, if you're listening live, the show will continue. But if you are on the non-Patreon feed, we've got one more call. And then we'll probably do a bunch more calls after that. So let us go to 909. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Madeline, and I'm calling from Riverside, California.
Madeline?
Hi, Maddie.
Is this Maddie?
Hi.
The troublesome little Star Wars
in,
fan?
Yeah, you told me to call in, so here I am.
Yes.
Now what are you going to do about it? I met Maddie at the Ahsoka book signing at Barnes & Noble in LA. And I don't know, Maddie's a bit of a gatekeeper. She was giving me she was teasing me a little bit at this book signing, giving me a bit of cheek. Now, what have you got for us? What's on your mind in the world of Star Wars today, Maddie?
Well, I wanted to thank you for the Carrie Fisher tribute show. I enjoyed it, you know. It helped.
That means a lot to me, Maddie. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah. And I have a question for both of you. What are you looking forward to most in episode 8? What are you looking forward to?
Amanda, you can take this one.
All right. I'm tearing up because she's just so sweet and that was so nice. okay, episode 8, what am I looking forward to the most? Honestly, I don't know if it's in the movie or not. I'm just hoping, but I really want to see Force Ghost Yoda at least, and maybe Obi-Wan and Anakin as well. That would just make my entire life amazing. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
And I have no idea if it's in the movie. I just hope.
Yeah. That sounds really cool.
It would add another dimension to the film to have those characters back. Like, it's something that I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about, that we'd have. It would be great for the, you know, the whole saga to have characters that have gone from episode one and then appearing in episode eight. That'd be really quite thrilling. I like things that, like collectibles or action figure lines that sort of loop in, or posters. That's why I love that Celebration black and white poster, how it connects like the three trilogies together. Maddie, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Luke Skywalker and Rey just train together. I think that'll be really cool. I'm excited to see that.
That's going to be awesome. That is going to be awesome. As for me, I've made no secret. The only thing I want to see in Star Wars, and then you can keep it, people. You can keep your Star Wars, is Luke Skywalker igniting that green. I just want him to turn on that lightsaber and kick some ass.
My dad too. I'm really excited to see that.
Oh, it's I can't even predict how happy I'll be. Like, I feel like I'll melt like that X-Men character in the first X-Men. You know how he turned into jelly, that politician? I feel like that will just happen to me. I'll just be a pile of gloop.
Like the guy who drinks out of the fake Holy Grail in Indiana Jones?
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
I don't picture it as dusty though. I picture it like just a melt, like I just go to gloop and then I'm just a glob. You'll just look on the ground at Celebration. There'll just be a pile of some weird jelly and a Snoke Theory Sucks t-shirt and a recorder, and people will go, oh, that's how the podcast ended. He just melted.
At least when you go back home, you can just when you go home you can roll around and just pick up all those loose stickers that are around your house that are always bothering Jacqueline.
Well, it's win-win then, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'll be a puddle, but at least you'll get the stickers, right?
I'm pretty sure, Maddie, that you will get those training scenes you desire. It'll be interesting whether they do a corresponding Rocky-esque, you know, you see Kylo training with Snoke, and then you see Luke training with Rey, mm-hmm. and there's like a sweet montage, some 80s music, and I would love that. We need to get is Chicago available to collaborate with John Williams on a screeching power ballad that will inspire and excite a worldwide fandom of Star Wars fans. Are you excited about Series 4 of Rebels, Maddie?
Oh, yeah. See you more, Sabine, and her awesome jetpack that I'm getting.
Oh, awesome.
You're getting a jetpack? This could be very dangerous.
Yeah, I'm getting... Yeah, it'll fly.
Oh, no.
So you're working on a Sabine cosplay?
Oh, yeah, season 3. I have my season 1.5, and I'm working on season 3 with... Well, my dad is.
Yeah, I don't have the eyes for the season things. Like, Sal's always just like, yeah, bro, like, season 3 Kanan, working on it. And I'm just like... It's Kanan to me, man. It's just, I don't know. I guess if you've got the faceplate on, then you're blind. So that might be season 3. Oh my God, I was so excited. Kanan acknowledged he was blind on the last episode. It was the best.
Yeah.
Yay.
I was thrilled. He couldn't see something. I was like, yes, finally. More not seeing stuff.
He admits it.
He admits it. I want to see Maddie at a Freddie Prinze Jr. signing or something. Just go up. You're blind. Admit it. Admit it. And at least it would give me a break in the afternoon of being bullied the entire time. So I'd appreciate that. Maddie's a real gatekeeping elite, Amanda. I'm not sure if you've noticed that.
Oh, no. I don't believe it.
I like
Maddie,
your sticker.
Thanks, buddy. thanks so much for calling in, and feel free to contribute whenever you're free and we're on air, and I hope our paths will cross again soon.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being had.
Bye, Maddie.
Bye. My dad's laughing in the background.
That's where all good dads should be.
Yep. Bye.
See ya. All right, Amanda. Do you have time to do a bit of bonus show action?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Cool. Well, before we go into the bonus show, and again, I must remind everyone listening live, it will remain on air. This is the new regime. Plug where we can find your fine work on that sweet, sweet internet.
You can find my podcast, Rebel Girl, at makingstarwars.net, on iTunes, all those places. It's girl with 3 R's, like in Riot Girl. And you can find me on Twitter at Real Amanda Ward.
and nowhere else, because I only like Twitter.
I like that you negotiated with all the social media networks, and Twitter got you as an exclusive.
No, the only reason why I have a Facebook is so I can be a part of this Steel Wars listener safe haven.
Oh, well, take that, Pinterest.
No,
take that. And yeah, if you are a sane and rational member of the Star Wars fan community, feel free to join us at the Steel Wars Listener Star Wars Safe Haven. You can search that, or there's a link on the front page of steelwars.com. It's super fun. You have to answer three very easy to get questions, so I know that you're not some weird spam account. Just remember who's got that sweet, sweet cape, and you'll be fine. And that one is Mendo. thank you to all our patrons that joined up during the podcast. That was very thrilling. Check it out if you haven't already. To be honest, I'm not setting up a racket to rip anyone off. I find all the reward levels. I thought about it long and hard to make it value for money, and that you'll never be without things to listen to. So at least go check it out at patreon.com/steelwars. I appreciate it so much. Thank you to all our listeners, everyone on hold. We will get to you after the break. And next week's episode will be at the same time, but a day later. So in America, it'll be Saturday evening, and in Australia, it will be Sunday afternoon. So thanks very much. We'll go into the bonus section, and may that force be with you. Alrighty, we have got 412 on the line. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Why do I always make it to the bonus section, Steele? Why can't I get on the real section?
Because people, to hear you, it has to be, you have to drop some coin. This is some premium content. You've established this by totally ignoring explaining who you are and where you're from. And that's sort of the... just the rampant breaking of the rules that we can't have on the...
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that super fun live call-in show with Amanda Ward from the Rebel Girl podcast and MakingStarWars.net. If you were a Steel Wars patron, you'd be enjoying another hour plus of call-in action. Robbo gets on the line, tons of fun things go down, so if, you know, getting extra content and supporting the podcast sounds like something you'd like to do, check it out at patreon.com/steelwars. It is so appreciated. We also have our merch store is updated with Yub Nub t-shirts, which is my favorite t-shirt print of all time. It is a play on an old Pal Peralta skateboard graphic, you know, Tony Hawk and all that good stuff with the skeleton ripping through. Well, this time it's my little furry friend from the forest moon of Endor. Is it the forest moon of Endor? Like, is it a forest moon called Endor? Or is it Endor's forest moon? I don't know. It doesn't matter. All I know is that Ewoks don't blink. And that's what's important, you guys. So that is up on the merch store at steelwars.com. As well as that, we've got the Mendo t-shirts, and we've got pre-orders for the Have You Seen Him? And the controversial gatekeeping tee, which is Your Snoke Theory Sucks. And also you can get sticker packs with 5 Have You Seen Him? And 5 Snoke Theory Sucks stickers for $5. Don't forget, if you are in Adelaide over the next 2 weeks or Melbourne through April, we are doing live Steel Wars podcasts and my stand-up show, Steel Saunders the Enthusiast. And you can get all the ticket info at steelwars.com. Also, I'm a little bit remiss sometimes to give a shout out to all the people that help me get this podcast out every week. Reed Parker does the photoshops for all the main episode shows, the normal, the traditional, the Steel Wars classics. He does all the photoshops for that. Paul Dempsey of Something for Kate does our theme song. He doesn't do it every week. He just recorded it once, sent it in, but it was worth it. Eric Struthers, Brad Love, Mick McConnell, Patrick Bonfrisco that work on getting content up, content show noted, all that good stuff. And Josh Chapman, who helps us on the YouTube channel, which you can check out at youtube.com/Steel Wars. Literally, I hear people say, it couldn't happen without these people. And sometimes when I hear that, I go, yeah, it could. But literally, all this stuff would not come out if they weren't helping us in very important ways. Because there's a lot of fiddling to do getting these things on the internet. The internet is tough, you guys. I'm trying to fill it, but it's very stubborn. It wants things filled in properly and photos uploaded and audio files. Oh, internet. And while we're doing shout-outs, a big holler to the Making Star Wars Podcast Network. MakingStarWars.net is the internet's hotspot for legit Star Wars news and rumors. And we have a podcast network of top-shelf shows all covering the saga from different and unique angles. Now, This Is Podcasting is the flagship. I'm there when I'm in California for all the news and rumors of the week. You got Rebel Girl with Amanda Ward and Tracy Gardner, the Cantina Cast, covering Star Wars in a very in-depth way with their character analyses and such and such. Rogue One, a Star Wars podcast for wieners, with Johnny Grasso, Horst Burkett, and occasionally Michael Pappas, born and raised. Then his Rogue One, their brother podcast, Blue Harvest, with Hawes and Will. First Order Transmissions, talking Star Wars news. Idiots Array, tackling a Star Wars topic each issue. Tarkin's Top Shelf, talking publishing. Cargo Hold, talking collecting. And The Force Cult, which is Return from the Dead, Darth Maul style. And their last episode, they had an Attack of the Clones special. So check all those out at makingstarwars.net. Just click on the podcast network banner. And if you want some comedy podcasting, check out my other podcast, I Love Green Guide Letters, where we rip apart the complaint letters to the Australian TV Guide. Because if you're writing a complaint letter to the TV Guide, you've probably got some issues. And we try to work them out on each episode of I Love Green Guide Letters. Thank you guys so much for all your support. People signing up to Patreon fills my eyes with this weird fluidy substance. Admittedly, I have been pouring milk on top of my head. But it could be some tears as well. You don't know. You don't know. What I'm trying to say is, I appreciate it very much. I think there's a helicopter flying next to my apartment block. I'm not sure if you can hear that, but it's very action-packed. If this is the last you hear from me, and this is some sort of government sting to stop me podcasting, just remember me as someone that got very paranoid when a helicopter flew past my apartment. But it turns out I was right. They were after me all along. Anyway, may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.